Loimar shein mishalim kenas b'mafuta. He does not have to pay kenas. That's what it means to say. Rashi shein mishalim kenas b'mafuta. Shein mafuti, if he talked her into it. Ahanin lei nesuyin l'miftara miknasa. That that he married her, it's called that he made her nesuyin. And he's potter for paying the kenas. Shein mafuta. The loch is, if you ever talk an ish into having znus, the din is, you're supposed to marry her. And if you marry her, then you do not have to pay kenas. Shamafata ain't a mishalim knas elik shein koinsa. A mafata only pays knas if he does not marry her. So the pasuk says in moyin yimoyin, if he does not want to marry her, then you have to give her the knas. Avul imoyim arenal elisha. But if you marry her, the din is by a mafuta is lo yitin klum. You don't have to pay her any knas. Avul oinus is the opposite way. Noisin miyad. If you ma'anis the isha, if you force her, you have to pay her the chamishim kesef right away. Afilo koins, even if you marry her later. First it says you have to pay the 50 shkolim, and then it says v'loisi elisha is a mitzvah for you to marry her. So the kids here is telling us a chiddush that the kohen gadol was mafata, talked this isha into living with her, with him, and then he married her. So the ma'isa the kedushin was chal and the suin was chal that he does not have to pay a knas. The ainah mishalim knas, but ainah chanam you get he has to give her. Also, Rav Gevir and Beksil. So Rav Gevir from this place of Beksil came and he said over, Omer l'shmaita, came with Ravashi. He said over this halacha in front of Ravashi. And Rashi says, Lo, the Yom Ravuna, the Yom Ma'itzi v'get. That's what Ravuna says. If the Kohen Gadol married his own Anusa, his own Mafuta, still he has to give her a get. Omer l'he answered back, V'arav Rav Yechon d'Armat Havayu. Both Rav and Rav Yechon both said that by Geris, Omukha Tzayis Lo'yisa. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Begeris, if she's already 12 and a half, or a Mukat Seitz, in the case where a Stama stick went into the Mokal and broke up Sulim. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. V'yim Nosu Nosui. But the mind said the Kohen Gadol did marry her, did the Avera. Once he did it, he's allowed to stay married. They don't have to give a get. So Alma, what do you see? Soifa Liyois Begeris Tachtav. That by a Begeris, after the Kohen Gadol can't marry a Begeris, Pshita, the only issue is only you can't make the Maisi Kedushin. That's the Aveira. But not to live with her. Because every time a Kohen Gadol marries a Psula, even in the Nara, so the Kedushin was done better, but in 6 months she's going to become a Begeris. How come the Kohen Gadol is allowed to stay married to her? Hello, Maisi Svara, that Saifa Leah's Begeris Tachtov, that if Kedushin was done, then later he's allowed to live with a Begeris. Here also, if he already made the Nisuyin with a Begeris, he did the Aveira. Lamaisi did the Aveira, but now to stay married is Mutter, because the Bia now is Mutter with the Begeris. And the same thing, Seifer Lias Mukatseis Tachtov. Even though the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry the Katchil of the Mukatseis, but it's not worse than the Kohen Gadol himself if he married a regular Besula. Now the first time he lives with her, he makes her into a Bula. So you see what, since it's Seifer, he himself will make her into a Mukatseis, he's allowed to stay married to her. His Hochinam here also, Soifa Liyois Bula Tachtov. At the end, it's going to come out that she'll be a Bula anyway, Tachtov. This is the Marcel's Sakura Kasha. Like, really, you should not have to give her a get. Like we're saying now, the Yisra, Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bula. The Pshat is the Averi is the Maisa Kedushin, or the Maisa Nesuyin. He can't make a Kedushin in a Psula. Mashain Kain, here where he made the, he did the Averi, he married her ready. The Maisa, the Bia later is Mutter. It's a Svar from Soifa Liyois Bula Tachtov. Not worse, where you yourself married her, if you yourself married her, you when you make the first bia, so good, the first bia is mutter. But the chur after the first bia, she's a bula. How are you allowed to stay married to her? Elamai, the swari is, since you're the one that did it, she's mutter to you. See here also, since you're the one that made her into a bula, even though you did it before Kedushin, so true, you were not supposed to be Mekadisha, but once you're Mekadisha, to Svara, soifuli is bula tachtov, that you should be able to continue staying married to her. So it's a kasha to say that you have to give a get. If a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry, this is called a regular bula. If somebody else lived with her, so she came to bula, now a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. V'yim nosa, the Kohen Gadol did marry her, is Reb Lezer ben Yaakov ben Avlad Cholov. Kid is possible. The Chum Maimer of Avlad Kosher. So we just had before. The Chum say no, the kid is still kosher. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna. Omer Rav, Aloch Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. We pass on Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that the kid is Taker Acholov. V'chein Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav, Aloch Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. And Nika the army sums it like this.
Amarav hu namarav. My time with Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. What's his reasoning? Sovalok Rav Lezer. He holds like Rav Lezer. Like Rav Lezer sheet, like we had before, that holds that a pnuya, ponuya, bola pnuya, shal l'shemishis is also zayna. Therefore she's a zayna, therefore it's a chayv alav and to a kohen, that's why the kid is a cholo. For the Gemara, mi sovalok kavosei, for a kaim la mishnas Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, kavanoki. In other words, we pass kolok Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. Vilu bo amarav amram, amarav, ein alokok Rav Lezer. Here we do not pass on like Rav Lezer. So it's rare to say like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov goes according to Rav Lezer Shita. So the Moros says Kasha, and it's not this is the Kasha. Kasha, it's Taka Kasha. Rav Ashi says, I'll tell you, B'yesh Chalal, Michai V'yesek HaMiflegi. The Mechaikas here, if the kid is called a Cholal or not, if a Cholal comes, if their parents are doing an Isra, say or not. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Sovar, Yesh Cholal, Michai V'yesek. His dad of the Kohen Gadol has to marry a Bsula, that's a mitzvah asei. So there's an Isser asei for him to marry a Bula. It's called an Isser asei. So therefore, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov is still the kid is called a Cholo. For Rabban and Tzar, we know, Ein Cholo Mechai V'yasei. Rabban and Shittu is no, a Cholo is not so Mechai V'yasei. So most of them, my time with Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, what's his reasoning? Tzisiv Amonu Grusha V'chalola, Zoyna, Est Eilu Lo Yikach. Kiyim Bsula, you're not allowed to marry a Bsula. The pasuk says, "Lo yichal zara biyamov." Is akul? It's going in all the cases, even on a psula. That's only a mitzvah saseh for the kohen gadol to marry a psula. So from that we know there's an isra saseh is not allowed to marry a bula. That's only an isra saseh. The terrorist still calls it what? The Torah calls it cholol. So you see, the kid is a chol even for mechayv yasei. For Rabbanan, no, eila hifsekinyan. To say no. Only the first case of the Chayv Yilavin, that makes the kid a Cholol, but if it's only Nisar Asay, the kid does not become a Cholol. For Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, Omar, Eila Lamute Nida. It's only coming to exclude Nida. It's not coming to Hasig, it's coming to exclude Nida. Kaman Nozla Oda Tanya, Me Eila Atois the Cholol, Vi Atois the Cholol Minida. If a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen lives with an Ida, how do we know the kid is not a Cholol? Come on, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. It's like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Shita, that's the only time the kid's not a Cholol. But by Nisar Asay, the kid is a Cholol. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, Nichta Ve'Leila, Lepsoif. So if you want to say it doesn't divide it up, why didn't it say the word El at the end? Versus Kasha. This talk is a little bit Kasha. Alright, we'll stop over here. You're holding that Samach, you're the Samach Omer Aleph holding. Right in the middle here, start over again from the two dots. Omer Rav Huna Omer Rav, Halacha Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. We pass like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, that he says, what? The kid is a cholol. In the case of Ya'anusas Chaveru, Mefutas Chaveru Lo'isa, the Yenosa, in the case where a Kohen Gadol married a Bula, a Kohen Gadol married an Isha that lived already with a man, so he's doing an Avera. The question is the kid posel or not? The Rav Lezer ben Yaakov said, Avlad is a cholol. The kid is posel lakuna. So Mara says, Amrav Huna, Amrav Aloch, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, we pass him like him. Vechein Amrav Gidlo, Amrav Aloch, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, we pass him like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. That the Vlad is a cholol. So Mara says, Ika the army, some say like this. Amrav Huna, Amrav, my time with the Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, what's his reasoning? What does he say the kid is a cholol? So Mara says, Sovalok Rav Lezer. He holds like Rav Lezer Shita. That Rav Lezer holds, Rashi says, the Yoma Pnuya Habala Ponuya Bala Pnuya Shlolish Shemishus is also Zayna. The Kaim Mole Belav or Mechayiv Belav and the Kun Ebe Vlad Cholol. The Pshat is, even though there was just an Anusa that someone lived with the Isha, it wasn't a Chayiv Belavin, but Rav Lezer Shitur Isha becomes a Zayna. Any type of Znus, as long as they weren't married, the Isha becomes a Zayna. So now, when the Kohen Gadol marries, he's over a Lav. And therefore, the kid becomes a cholol. For the Gemara, is that true? Mi sovla kavosei? Do we hold like Rav Lezer? V'akaymelon, we hold Mishnas Rav Lezer ben Yaakov kavanoki. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, whenever he said something, said it very few places, and we paskin like him. It's kavanoki. It's very clean. We always paskin like him. V'yilu b'ho, but over here in this din, Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rav, ain't aloch Rav Lezer. We do not paskin like Rav Lezer. We do not hold an isha becomes a zayna. From Stam, the fact that she had a znus
with a man if it wasn't an aver involved. Stama ponia bol al pnuya, if they weren't married, they lived together, we hold she does not become a zayna. See, so how could you pass like a blazer ben Yaakov? Samar says kasha. If that's the reason why it's a chol according to blazer ben Yaakov, it's a kasha then. If the only reason is because he holds like Rebbe Lezer Shita, it's a little bit kasha, we do not pass like Rebbe Lezer. Rav Ashi Yamanah, I'll give you terms like this. V'yesh cholol mechai v'yesa kemiflugi. The reason why Rav Lezer ben Yaakov holds that the kid is a cholol, true, that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a bula. It's a mitzvah, it's an Nisra Asay. So that's the machlokes, he holds even from an Nisra Asay, the kid also is a cholol. Why? Rav Lezer ben Yaakov saw v'yesh cholol mechai v'yesa. Even if the aver is only a Nisra Asay, the kid is a cholol. Like here, if a Kohen Gadol marries a bula, he's over an Nisra Asay, the kid is a cholol. For a bon and tzavri, no, ein cholol mechayv yasei. Since the aver is only an Nisra Asay, the kid is not a cholol. My time, what's the reasoning now? My time in the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Siddur, the Pasuk says, almono grusha v'chalolo. Zoyna, that's the Pasuk, the Kohen Gadol cannot marry an almono or grusha or chalolo, or zoyna. It says, eseva lo yikach. He can't take these. Kiyim besula, but who does a Kohen Gadol have to marry? Anisha, that's a psula that never lived with a man yet. Uchsir, the pasuk says, lo yichalo zara be'amov. At the end it says that he should not make his kids a cholol. So akula goes in all the cases. Even the case of a Kohen Gadol marrying a bula, that's an isser asay, still the kid is a cholol. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's svara. For Rabbanan, what's the Rabbanan svara? Eile hifsekinyin. It says Eilin between to say it's a new halacha. Eile lo yikach kiyim besula. Something new. There is this taka does not go the pasuk of lichal zarabamoi. Lo yichal the kid is a cholol is only by chayvi lavin. By chayvi yesa the rabbanon hold the kid is not a cholol. From Lezer ben Yaakov, Omer Eile lemute nida. Eile just comes to exclude the nida. So if you live with your wife when she's a nida, the command knows lo hod the tan. Who's the cholol? This that we learned. Me Eile. From these, all that it says in the parsha, the kid becomes a cholol. Only from an issa nida not. Is command who does go like? Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. That even by the issa of a Kohen Gadol labula, which is an issa rasei, if they live together, the kid is a cholol. That's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Even from an issa rasei, that when a Kohen Gadol marries a bula, he's over an issa rasei, so the kid becomes a cholol. The kid is possible to be a Kohen. For Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, for the Gemara, nichteve li eilu l'psoif, the Chor Kohen to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if eilu is not a hifsik, it's not to divide up the pashas, it's come to teach us something else, that by a nida, the kid does not become a cholul, so let it say the word eilu at the end, it should not do in between, it's worth kasha and echnam, it is a little of a kasha. Really, the word eilu should be at the end, and not in between. Right. Moses Tana Rabbonin, Achoisoi Arusa. What's going to be if a Kohen has a sister, that his sister was married, had Kedusha, she was an Arusa, and now his sister dies? Is a Kohen allowed to be Metama to her or not? The Pasuk says that a Kohen, even though he can't touch any Mesim, but to his own seven Kroivim, he's allowed to be Isaac in the Kvura. If his own sister dies, he's allowed to be Isaac in burying her. So the question is, if his sister's married to somebody else just with Kedusha, is he Mutter or not? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudo, Imrim, Metamalo. Yes, the Kohen is allowed to be Metama to his sister, even though she's married to somebody else, as long as they did not have Nesuyin, only Kedushin, only Erisin. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim, Eina Metamalo. No, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Eina Metama to his sister. The husband has to take care of her, and not the brother of the Kohen. So Rashi says, Achoyse Arusa, Shal Kohen Hedyet, Labdakul Kohen Godel, a regular Kohen. That what the Kohen that can't be Matama to a mace, but to his own seven Kerovim he's allowed to. Avo Nesuya, but let's say your sister's married to somebody else with Nesuyin, so then Pshita learn the Ein Matama. Then Pshita, your sister, you have no right to be Matama to her, like to help the burial. The Pasuk says, Vol Achoisei Apsula. To which sister could a Kohen be Matama only if she's a Psula, she did not live with a man yet? But if she had Kedusha and Nesuyin, she lived with her husband, then the Kohen, the brother, cannot be Matama to her. So that's the Machlokes, by an Arus alone, could the Kohen be Matama or not? We'll soon see what the Machlokes is. Another Machlokes is Anusa Mefuta. Let's say your sister, somebody was Manasa,
In other words, she's not a psula now. Somebody else forced her to have znus with her. Either anusa they forced her, mefuta they talked her into doing it. Is divri hakel, everybody holds, ain't a matamala. Everybody holds, he can't be a kohen, cannot be matamala to such a sister. But since the pasuk says, v'la'choisei ha-psula, ha-psula means she did not live with another man. And here, if another man forced her or talked her into it, the kohen cannot be matamala to a sister when she dies. Umukat eitz, ain't a matamala. Divri Rabbi Shimon. Shimon was also, let's say his kohen sister had a mukat eitz, means that a piece of stick, stick went into the makam there and broke her psulim. So she's not called hapsula, she's not called v'lachoisi hapsula. She does not have a psulim, so if a stick went into that makam to break the psulim, also a kohen cannot be matama to that sister. This is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Show you Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Rabbi Shimon used to say, Ruyi le kohen gadol, if your sister is called a psula, that a kohen gadol is allowed to marry her, mitamala. Then the brother, the kohen, could be matama to his sister when she dies. But let's say she ain't a ruyi le kohen gadol. Let's say she's not called a psula. She's like a bula, that a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry her, is ain't a matamala. Who adin then, if a kohen, the brother, say here, if Shimon holds she's also to a kohen gadol, therefore adin, a kohen cannot be matama to her. What about if your sister just became a bageris? She became 12 and a half years old. We had before a svara that her psulim akolim a little bit, the psulim shrink a little bit, even though no man went into it yet or no stick went in there. Is metamalo divrei kolodim. Everybody holds a bageris that the brother, the kohen, could be metama to a sister. If his sister was not married to anybody, just the fact that she became a bageris will soon see everybody holds that negayat tumah, a kohen could be matama to his sister. Even though we had a machlekes, a kohen gadol, if he could marry a bageris or not, but for tumah, everybody holds he could. We'll soon see why. Now the Gemara explains, my time of the Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. What's the svara of Ramei Rabbi Yehuda that they say, achosei arusa mitamalo? Even if your sister has kedushin, is married to somebody else, lamaisa, if she did not live with her husband yet, and she dies, so her brother, the kohen, is allowed to be matamah to her. What's the reasoning? My time with Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Zemurah says, the dar shehocha, they dash in the apostle like this. The apostle says, v'la'choisei hapsula, that a kohen is allowed to be matamah to his sister when she dies, if she's a psula. So we dash in pratli anusa mafuta. Hapsula means that no man lived with her yet, excluding if a man lived with her, if somebody forced her to have znus, or somebody talked to her, mafuta means you talked her into it, so lamaisi, she's not a psula now. Such a sister, the kohen cannot be matama. Yochel, I would think, she'ena moitzi, af muketzeitz, maybe even, yochel shani moitzi af muketzeitz, maybe a muketzeitz also, you cannot be matama. Why? Because she's not a psula. Talmulayim, the pasuk says, no, asher loy hoy soliish. If she was not to a man yet, she was not married yet, she didn't live with a man, then the brother could be matama to her. So idashin misha v'yosli aydeish. Anisha that became a bula through a man, then the kohen cannot be matama to her. Yotzezu, mashenka, she's only a muketzeitz, that only a piece of wood went into a makam and broke up psulim, she'en ha'v'yosli aydeish, that she lost her psulim, was not through a man, it was through a stick, is the kohen could be matama to her. So again, that's from Meir Shita, that if his sister was a muketzeitz, he could be matama to her. And if she's a rusa, also, he could be matama to her. Because it's only a chsarin if she came a bula through a man. But just through kedushin, it's alright. Hakroiva, then the pasuk says hakroiva. L'rabbi says arusa, that even an arusa, even though your sister's married, still you could be matama to her. So Rashi says, the rabbi says, Arusa, v'yitzlach the rabuya, we need this to include it. To leitema, don't say, arshaloi hoysa pratli arusa, shoys liyishte v'loshin kedushinu. That don't say, arshaloi hoysa means that as long as she's married to another man, you can't be matama to her. No, the pasuk says, hakroiva means la rabbi says, Arusa. A kohen could be matama to a sister as long as she's only married with no nisuyin. Elov, what does the word Elov mean? Akroiv Elov, Larabas HaBageris. That even though your sister became 12 and a half already, she's a Bageris, some of the Basulim is missing, still you could be Matamatua. For the Gemara Lomali Kru,
What do we need a pasuk for by Bagerus? Haivomer Rab Meir Pesula. When the pasuk says the word Pesula, Afilo Miksas Pesula Mashma we had before. If the Torah just says the word Pesula, it's Mashma even a Bagerus, even a Miksas Pesulim. As long as she has some Pesulim, she's called a Pesula. See, also here the Torah says V'lachoisei Apsula. So pshit if your sister is a Bagerus, you could be Matama for her. Tomorrow says Itzrach. No, I need an extra pasuk here, an extra diyuk of Akroiva Elov. What do you need the word Elov for? Because I would have thought, Nelov Pesula Pesula Mihasam. Learn out, just like by an Amona, just like by a Kohen Gadol to a Pesula. What type of a Pesula can a Kohen Gadol marry? Only a real Nara, but not a Bagaris. There the Torah says, Bisuleho, to teach us that even a Bagaris is no good. So I would have thought, Mala ala Nara, just like the Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a Nara, not a Bagaris. Maybe Afka Nami Nara, maybe here also, that the Kohen can be Matama to his sister only if she's a complete Nara and not a Bagaris. Kamash Malon. That's why the Pasuk says, Akroiva Elov. Elov means, even though she's a Bagaris, still a Maisa, you are allowed to be Matama to her. She's called a Psula. A Maisa, she did not live with a man yet. She's called a Psula. So that's the Alocha that the brother, the Kohen, could be Matama to his sister when she dies. This is Rab Meir Svara. Now, Rab Yosi, Rab Shimon, my Tamayu, what's their reason that they say when the sister got married to somebody, just with Kedushin, the Kohen, the brother, cannot be Matama to her? Why not, my Tamayu? Darshi Yoch, they dash in the Pasuk like this. V'la'choisoi ha'psula. The Pasuk says the Kohen is allowed to be Matama to his sister if she's a psula. Prat, li'anusa mafuta. Umukatzeitz, who adini yodz umukatzeitz also is no good. She's not called a psula. A psula means that no man lived with her. She still has a psulim. So if a man forced her or talked her into having znus, pshita, the kohen cannot be matama to her. Or mukat seitz, not even through a man, just if a stick went in the muck and broke a psulim, also she's not called a psula. A psula means she still has a psulim. Here they were broken, so the brother, the kohen, cannot be matama to her. Now it says, Asheloi hoiso, that she was not to another man, to idarshim pratli arusa. Asher loy hoysa, hoysa's mash meloshin kedushin. That as once she got married to another, to a man, the brother cannot be matama to her anymore. What's hakreva? What's the pasuk saying hakreva? La rabbi sarusa shinas garsha. It's only not when she's married. But let's say her husband gave her a get, so now she's not married, and she did not live with her husband, she only had Kedushin, not Nisuyin, then the Kohen could be Matama to her. That's Hakroiva, that when she comes back close to you again, when she gets a get, you could. What's Elov? L'rabbis as a Bagaris. That when your sister becomes a Bagaris, still the Kohen could be Matama to her. Now Hakroiva, that would be saying Hakroiva, L'rabbis Arusa Shinas Garsha. Saying the word Hakroiva means, when your sister got married according to Reb Shimon, you can't be Matama to her. But when she gets a get, you're allowed to. That's the sposik akroiva. But the Gemara,